I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Tonight, we're talking about Jussie Smollett's new courtroom drama, Black America's need to protect ourselves, plus Megan Good is in the building. Oh, we got a great one for you tonight. Nip, talk to him.
You gonna meet Charlamagne and like Charlamagne and respect Charlamagne. And you know what I mean? Ruffling feathers, I know his stance. You know what I mean? Charlamagne known for being honest.
Oh, Lord, Jesse made another one.
Hey! Peace to the planet. I go by the name of Charlamagne the God, but my kinfolk call me Leonard McKelvey. Don't stop now. Come on. Come on. All right? Salute to my DJ, my niece, Queen Nala Simone. Big Nala! Oh, man, it feels so good to be back from a long Thanksgiving break. Just in time to call bullshit so you don't step in it. My guy, former Empire star Jussie Smollett, a.k.a. the self-proclaimed Gay Tupac. Gay Tupac is a great name because Jussie's career is as alive as Tupac is. It just depends what you believe. He could be alive, it could be alive, all right? Jussie is on trial for allegedly Jamal lying about a hate crime attack in 2019, okay? If convicted, he could face up to 3 years in prison, and I'm calling bullshit on that, all right? Drop the charges, give him probation, but 3 years in prison? All right, this wasn't a hoax, just method acting gone wrong, all right? So what, he told a little white lie to the police? Who doesn't lie to the police? Y'all lie to the police? All right? And I can hear some of y'all niggas now, well, he didn't just lie to the police, he lied to the black community. Maybe, but what nigga don't lie to his community, okay? Sometimes we make up shit for entertainment purposes, Nyla. Do I make up shit?
All the time.
All the time, okay? But for entertainment purposes, all right? Hey, Jussie, Gay Tupac, keep your head up, all right? Now, in nasty news, Jeffrey Epstein's former pilot testified that Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, and Prince Andrews flew on Epstein's private plane, a.k.a. his child sex trafficking dungeon in the sky, okay? Are liberal news media outlets reporting on this? I don't know. I've been out the country. It's not, right? Feels kind of quiet on this, and that's why I'm calling bullshit, because if Trump was the only one in that alleged minor-loving Mile High Club, I'm willing to bet the millions Trump doesn't pay in taxes that the media would be all over this like Epstein on a... You know what? Never mind. Listen. Forget I said that. Now, can I have a self-serving moment, please? All right, this was very dope, because, you know, I was on vacation. I was in Turks and Caicos, and I was having dinner, and my father-in-law got a call that I was an answer on Jeopardy. We thank God for it all, baby. I was surprised when I found out it was for this TV show, though, you know? But I gotta call bullshit. The fact this was the $2,000 question means the writers of Jeopardy were trying to come up with the hardest question they could to stump three white people. And the question was, who hosts this show? But you know what? I always want to be the most difficult question for white people to answer. I love being that black, all right? And salute to Amy Snyder, because Amy didn't hesitate at all with the answer. She said it with her chest. Amy, you're welcome on the God's Honest Truth anytime, okay? Now, we got to get serious for a second, all right? Earlier this week, there was a terrible school shooting that took place at Oxford High School in Michigan, all right? Before I unpack it, I want to give my sincerest condolences to the students and victims of the violence there. Guns are a serious matter, and I do not take this lightly, which is why I want to talk about something that's been heavy on my mind, okay, prior to this tragedy. Let's unpack this. Yeah, during our time off, some major verdicts came in. Ahmaud Arbery's murderers, those thugs, all right, three proud members of the domestic terrorist organization Al Cracker, all right, Travis McMichael, William Bryan, and Gregory McMichael, got what they earned and were found guilty by a mostly all-white jury. Salute to those good white people, okay? All right? Don't applaud them for what they were supposed to do. This was an open and shut case. All right? On the other hand, in the case of Warhead's mascot, Kyle Rittenhouse, justice was not quite served. All right? Kyle was found not guilty by a 92% white jury, which, to put that in perspective, is only 8% less white than the cast of Succession. All right? Come on, HBO. I know the show is about racist billionaires, but you couldn't even hire a person of color as a series regular for them to be racist, too? Now, we can debate about the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. All right, he had no business being at a Black Lives Matter protest for Jacob Blake. At the least, he could have gotten some type of weapons charge. But we can agree on this. When it comes to these two tragic stories, there is one dangerous common denominator. Vanilla vigilantism, okay? Yes, white people are taking the law into their hands. All right, in Kyle's case, his white ass walked free on the grounds that he used self-defense. And here's the thing, I agree with him when he says that self-defense is not a crime. You might not remember this, but the original name of the Black Panthers was the Black Panther Party of Self-Defense. They, like Kyle, were also walking around with large assault-type weapons. All right, if you saw the Ahmaud Arbery trial last week, you may have noticed some of the members of the new Black Panthers carrying weapons during a protest outside of the Glenn County Courthouse. By the way, this terrifies white people, all right? Do you know what happened to the original Black Panther Party? They were targeted by the FBI, had their leaders assassinated, and were persecuted by the government and media. In fact, white people were so scared of black men legally, let me repeat, legally defending themselves with guns out in the open, patrolling for self-defense, that then-governor of California, Ronald Reagan, helped pass the Mofford Act in 1967, which repealed the California law that made it legal to carry arms publicly. You know who also endorsed this law? The NRA. And the NRA trying to turn back gun rights is like when McDonald's started funding research to end childhood obesity. Motherfucker, you are the reason there's childhood obesity. But I digress. White America likes to pretend that the Second Amendment is sacred, but the second African Americans try to use it to protect themselves, even the goddamn NRA is for gun control. So, what do we do about this? Well, I believe every black person should practice their legal right to keep and bear arms to protect themselves, their family, and their home. Okay? Just like Kenneth Walker, all right, the boyfriend of Breonna Taylor, whose charges of assault and attempted murder against a police officer were dismissed. Kenneth didn't know who was breaking into his house, so he defended his home as officers wrongfully raided and murdered his girlfriend. I feel like if Trayvon Martin had been armed that night, he was being fatally stalked by George Zimmerman. He would have been well within his rights to stand his ground and use his gun in self-defense. But instead, a fucking hoodie was used to paint Trayvon as a threat. And George Zimmerman has yet to suffer any consequences other than looking like Walter White if he was too dumb to cook meth and too fat not to try any, all right? For centuries, white privilege has led many white men to believe that it's their responsibility to act as a proxy to law enforcement. They think that if a cop isn't around, then they get to be one. Newsflash, white people. You are not equal to police officers just because you may be in the same Klan chapter as a few of them, all right? You see, in America, vigilantism is an exclusive privilege for the whites. In this country, if a vigilante is black, he's a terrorist. And if he's white, he's fucking Batman, okay? If we are going to live in a world full of vanilla vigilantes who think every day is the purge, then black and brown people, listen up. Buy all illegal firearms you can, okay? A black and brown person owning a legal firearm in America is a form of self-care, all right? I'm not saying go berserk and buy a bazooka, but feel free to treat yourself with a gun and train at the gun range. By the way, this is the standard target of the gun range. You have people practicing by firing exclusively at a black figure, and you still can't figure out why they're hunting us down? Go buy guns. Learn to use them. Best case scenario, it freaks out the NRA and Republicans so much, they finally passed the reasonable and responsible gun control we should have had decades ago and would have prevented tragedies like the one that happened in Michigan this week. Either way, white people might finally be forced to face justice, and that's the kind of world we want to live in, correct? Worst case scenario, we end up with all the guns. And considering that the Department of Homeland Security ranks white supremacy as the country's number one terrorist threat, they might just come in handy, okay? In the words of Raekwon the Chef, you got guns, we got guns too, all right? And in the words of Bo Hagen, bitch, nigga, fuck that, you buck, we buck back, all right? More on the Second Amendment when we come back with Carlos Ellis, the head of Ready Up, Inc., and journalist Alex Yavlon. Plus, Megan Good will be here, man. Come on. It's the God's honest truth.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey, welcome back to the God's Honest Truth. Now tonight, we're talking about the topic of guns in America, and much like the rest of the country, this panel is split. I'm joined by two experts, gun education advocate and the founder of Ready Up Incorporated, Mr. Carlos Ellis. Make some noise for Mr. Carlos Ellis. And a journalist who has extensively covered gun violence and policy in America. Please welcome Alex Yavlon. Make some noise for Alex. Let's get right to it. Alex, why are guns such a divisive issue in this country?
I think guns are so divisive because they're at the core of what we think of what it means to be an American, and we don't agree about who gets to be an American. Mm-hmm. You know, the American dream is, I think, you can get a big house, a lot of money, and shoot someone and get away with it.
If you're white.
Right, yeah. Exactly, if you're white. So, black people can't shoot someone and get away with it, women can't shoot their abusers and get away with it, mm-hmm. but white people can. And, you know, this is not surprisingly very mm-hmm. controversial, just like everything yeah. about who counts as an American
absolutely.
Is controversial.
Tying into what he said, it's been a misconception or basically how we've been portrayed, how black people have been portrayed owning guns from the media, yep. from music, from TV. You know, black guy with a gun is probably the second scariest thing in America. first thing would be a black guy with a book.
Why does that scare people so much when we talk about, you know, people of color owning guns? Like, I was on MSNBC once and this happened. Look, now, Alex, was I tripping in that clip?
I don't think you're tripping, but I think you kind of, I think the gun rights movement has fostered this idea over decades that owning a gun is what makes you safe. And
shit, it don't make you less safe.
I think it does.
Alex, if somebody jump on your ass right now, you.
Yeah?
Do you know some martial arts we don't know about?
If somebody jumps on my ass and I take out a gun, I'm sorry, if they jump on my ass, that's it, I'm done.
You're just gonna give up the ass?
No. The likelihood that anyone is gonna jump on my ass is very low.
Is the solution simply a matter of getting guns off the streets?
I think that you have to separate particular dangerous people who are usually pretty obvious from guns.
So how do we do that?
Yeah, I don't believe shit you're talking about right now. That don't even sound like
so,
I need...
So, like, take this red flag law. Mass shooters, for instance. It's not usually a surprise when someone commits a mass shooting.
What about the guy that sat in the South Carolina church, sat through service, and then killed everybody?
He was making constant threats. He was broadcasting his racist ideology on the internet. He had a whole website devoted to how he's a white supremacist. He was not hiding it.
So let me play devil's advocate. I'm a woman who's been beat by her man, but I want to get a gun to protect myself from this man. But because of your red flag laws, I gotta wait.
I'm sorry, you're conflating a couple things.
I'm not conflating anything.
A red flag law is not a waiting period.
I'm not. It is, though. It will be. When the red flag law is enacted, it will make you wait, or it'll make you not able to get a gun, or it'll make you wait until you have passed some type of psychological test so you can get a gun.
I'm sorry, but that's just not how they work.
It absolutely is how they work.
Oh, shit,
Alex. It absolutely is how they work.
After you make the threat and you own a gun.
You just contradicted yourself. You just said that the red flag laws will keep you from owning a gun.
All I want to know is, should black people own guns or not?
Absolutely. We should own guns. We should take every advantage of the Second Amendment that it gives. But we should also not expect the protection that white people get from it.
Do you think white people should own guns?
I think owning guns does not solve the problem white people think it's gonna solve.
Gotcha. Now that I agree with.
I wanna thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you for having
thank
me.
Carlos, appreciate
thank
you, King.
You for having me.
Alex, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
When we come back, I'm talking to Megan Good. And I might ask you if she owns a gun, goddammit. It's the God's honest truth.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid back appeal and down home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Welcome back to the God's Honest Truth. My guest tonight is an actress and black cultural icon, okay? You know her from classics such as Eve's Bayou and Waist Deep, and she has a brand new show on Amazon Prime called Harlem. Come on, make some noise for Megan Goodjoe! I was telling you, you a nice change of pace. I didn't know that was going to be so intense. Yeah. Okay.
It was amazing, though. It was important.
We've been talking about guns in the Second Amendment, and you're from California, right?
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of home invasions. Do you think you need a gun?
You know what's crazy is for a long time, I felt like I didn't. But now, with everything that's going on, I would feel more comfortable with a gun.
Really?
The reason before, my thought was, like, if something did happen to me, would I have the time to pull out a gun to defend myself? But I think with, like, the home invasions and everything, if someone breaks into my house and I have time to grab my gun, I don't want to kill anybody or hurt anybody, but I will defend myself.
Wow. So. Now, as I mentioned earlier, you're in a new show, Harlem.
Yeah.
And you're from Cali, though. Like, how do you research for a show like Harlem?
For me, so much of it was, like, there was studying and conversation and things we talked about with the creators, but really it was when I got there. I've been to Harlem before, but I hadn't paid attention the way that I did when I was filming there. And I was like, there's no place in the world like Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the culture, the people, like,
absolutely.
You can be at, like, 6 in the morning, you see someone with, like, a fly-ass hat and, like, a full-on outfit, and it's 6 in the morning, they walk in their dog, and, like, you're not going to see that, like, anywhere else in the world, just everything. Yeah, I love Harlem.
Absolutely. Now, this show peels back the curtain on the sex lives of black women.
Yes.
Why do you think it's important to see these stories on screen?
I think it's really important that we peel back all of the layers and show every single part of them. And part of that is their sex life. And part of that is what they're experiencing in relationships and what they're experiencing in their careers and heartbreaks they've had and all of that. And so, we go there on the show.
Tell me how y'all go there. How do y'all go there, Megan? What does going there mean?
It depends on the person.
Okay.
I have my level of what I'm comfortable with. I try to never betray the story. I try to be as honest and raw as I can, but then I also have just what my comfort level is.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, somebody else might have a different level of comfort. There was definitely some scenes where I was like, oh, I didn't know we were that kind of show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I always wonder about that with acting, though, when it comes to the comfort level, because you are acting. So it's not like anybody's watching this saying, oh, that's how Megan gets down.
Sort of.
Really?
You've never seen, like, an actor or an actress in a scene, and they're, like, it might be a sex scene, and you're like, oh, so, okay.
Nah, I just look at it like they acting.
I don't know. Sometimes I'd be like, oh, that's your business. Like, that's all your, like, rhythm and stuff. I'm like, okay.
Absolutely. Something about the Harlem show, too, it's about the dating horror stories. Aren't you glad you don't got to deal with those no more?
Praise the Lord.
Do you have any?
You know what's crazy? As I couldn't think of any off top, except for there was one guy that I went on a date with, and he lived in Chicago. And it was like years later, and then I went there to film, and then he actually was working on the set. And he kept stalking me around the set. And then at one point, he came to my hotel room, and then I started to get, like, really freaked out. I'm like, what's happening?
I wish you had a gun.
I mean, but...
This is why women need to learn how to own firearms and use them for situations like that.
Right.
I understand that you're also doing more work behind the camera now. You're getting your director
on. I love it so much. Because to me, I think, because I've been doing this for 30 years at this point, and just as I've gotten older, I'm so much more selective about what I want to do in front of the camera. And I love to serve actors and projects, and I want to make it easier for the little black girl behind me so that she doesn't have to fight so hard to say, hi, I'm capable of so much more. This is not who I am. Let me show you what else I can do. If I can create those opportunities for them. And, you know, I put Ryan Destiny in her first film.
Wow.
With Leah Butler, and we put Lexi Underwood, and she played my daughter in the film I co-directed, and then she went on to play Kerry Washington's daughter in Little Fires Everywhere, and now she's playing Viola's daughter, and she's about to be out of here. She's so dope. That, to me, is, like, that's what it's about.
Thanks so much, Megan Good, for joining us tonight. Make sure y'all check out Harlem on Amazon, and we'll be back with more of the God's Honest Truth. Welcome back to the God's Honest Truth. Drop your weapons. It's time for the God's final word. I know I've given y'all a lot to process tonight, but believe me, I'm not just shooting from the hip. I'm shooting from the heart. When I say the 2A law and self-defense laws in this country do not solely exist for the benefit of those in white skin, That is why I implore us, black and brown people, to legally and responsibly exercise your right to bear arms. White vigilantes are loose cannons, historically and presently. We can't wait for racists not to be racist. By the time you're staring down the barrel of a gun, it's too late. But one thing's for sure, two things for certain. When it's all said and done, it ain't no fun when the black rabbit's got the gun. Better go get you one. And that's the God's honest truth. If you're blind, too broke for cable, or just can't get enough of my beautiful voice, this is the perfect way to take in the sermons I'm delivering each week. The doors of the church are open. Listen to the God's honest truth on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.